importing cars filled with fuel, it isn't ours. And we're in cotton we didn't grow. He's got the red, white, blue, brown hound on the farm. Semi-fried tattoo on his left arm. Spend a little more in the store for a tag. In the back it says USA.
Welcome back. Your handsome but yet humble host, Ray, I here with Peanut, the Vulgar Vlogger, and Maddie G from the Bunker on a beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning. Thanks for joining us at the campfire. Having a great time. We've got a great friend on the line with us. We're going to go. He's at the MOC, Vulgar Vlogger. Let's do a little intro for our next guest. Here we go, boys and girls. Let's listen to this. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Many of you longtime listeners know this intro. Of course, we've added a little extra to it for this week coming up here. We'll just let that play. What town are they in, Vogelbarger? MOC?
Bolivar, Missouri.
Is that how you say it?
That's how I say it.
That's all I can do, keep eating this cake. There we go. Yes, indeed, boys and girls. The one and only. He's probably in his underwear this morning. Outdoor Guide Magazine guru, the one and only Bobby Whitehead. Hey, Bobby, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning to you. And yes, you're right.
I thought I would be right. Oh, yeah. Bobby boy, how's the... Go ahead.
I'm at the Missouri Outdoor Communicators annual conference. I think we're going on close to 25 years now.
Wow. What kind of crew we got down there?
We got a really good crew. We really do. Our keynote speaker last night was Scott Pauley.
Oh, yeah. And, great guy.
He's the Missouri Tourism
yeah.
liaison. And his speech was perfect. It was about 10 minutes.
Okay.
It was great.
Okay.
You know, he's married to Sarah Parker Pauley, the NBC chief.
Yeah.
And,
awesome.
And we just had a really, really nice little gathering at a little restaurant close by, and it was really nice. It was great. You know, the thing about Missouri Outdoor Communicator Conference that might appeal to your listeners is many of the same people that they read in the magazine every other month are here.
Right.
John Nepperadney. John is he's our bass rider, and he'll do crappie also sometimes, and he's the BASS guy.
Right.
And Johnny Boy's here, and Brent Frazee.
Oh yeah,
you know, Brent.
Known him many years.
At the Kansas City Star for 36 years, and he's doing a lot of freelance writing right now. And the boys went out with the Muskie boys on Palm de Terre yesterday.
Okay.
And it's funny; these guys are really dedicated anglers. They saw one boat catch one muskie, and they had a couple of follows, and they were all excited as hell.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, nothing personal, Bobby, but Peanut's snoring. I don't think she's too impressed this morning.
You know, you texted me a picture of Peanut, and Peanut is really looking good.
Yeah, she's having a big time. She was down in the Ozarks with me, and Bobby, also, Brian Clark's down there, and I understand he's going to be cooking some Wagyu beef at one of the restaurants down there. So you guys got a lot of stuff going on. You got a great group of people. Hey, is Cooper down there?
Yep, Bill Cooper's here. You know, Bill does our gravel bar gourmet.
Right. Is Tiny Tim there?
He is here. No, you know what? Tim didn't make it.
He's deer hunting. He likes to chase brush carp.
Yeah, he's really busy.
Missouri Outdoor Communicators. What a great group of people. Hey, Bobby, hang on a minute because we got to live by the clock. I'm going to play a hunt. We're doing our turkey hunting seminar, fall seminar show this week, and I've got a hunt here I'm going to play, and it's me and you, and I want you to listen to this. Our first hunt we did was me and Pat just calling a flock. This is a flock of Jake's that me and Bobby scattered. This is a scatter and a recall. You want to listen to this hunt. Go ahead, Matt. Nope, wrong one. Wrong one. The other one. The Bobby one. Yeah. Did I put the same one back on there?
You want to hear my key?
Yeah, we'll play it again and make sure, see if that's it, or see if I messed up. I
made a call from scattered turkeys. These just happen to be Jake's.
Sorry. Listen to the rhythm and the cadence of the Jake, and there's a Jake gobble. You remember that, Bobby?
Yes, I do.
That was you loading the gun.
But it's important for you to learn how to call fall turkeys. Listen how the turkeys respond to the calling, and listen how I'm calling to these birds. How you put feeling and emotion in your calling.
See? That's Bobby scooting around the tree.
Down the hill to left. Gonna come down to the river.
See, a lot of people don't realize you can call fall turkeys. When you separate them in the fall, they want to get back together. That's a gobbler yelp. Jake yelp. That's Bobby.
Good one.
Good job, Bob.
Hey.
Does that bring back a few memories, my friend?
That's a nice young gobbler.
Is that the Jake that came down the hill?
Yeah, it came out into the road, the old log road there below the cabin. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
We was in the Ozarks. We hunted hard all morning over there and couldn't strike, come back. And they were all in the old roadbed. And we scattered them and set up on the hill. And bam, turkey, it was over. It was awesome.
Yeah. We had a target-rich environment there for a second.
Yeah. I like them to hear that calling. That's the reason they were calling so vocal. They were trying to get back together with their little friends. And then there was a new voice saying, "Hey, I'm over here." Little did he know that Bobby Whitehead was sitting there with a shotgun.
I know. We went across the river that morning.
Yeah.
We hunted hard. We had a great morning, as I recall, and we never saw a turkey. And then we thought, well, okay, we'll head back to the cabin, get us a little bit of breakfast, and then we'll try it again. And we went back, and there they were, and we scattered them and set up, and it was just a lot of fun.
It really was.
It was great.
They were close to the cabin. I think they were coming in for breakfast, too.
Yeah, they were. They were.
I don't think that was the same hunt where you saw the clown. I think that was an earlier hunt where the clown came up on you, wasn't it?
Yes, that was. that was quite an eye opener.
All right, Bobby boy. Outdoor Guide magazine. Things looking good with the magazine?
Looking really good, really good. You know, right now in the St. Louis market area, we distribute for free, and all you got to do is go to outdoorguidemagazine.com.
That was my next question.
And look for a listing. Yeah, look for a listing and find out where you can pick up a copy. And if you're worried about missing your copies, you go to outdoorguidemagazine.com and subscribe.
Cool. All right, Bobby boy, thank you for being on the show this morning. Hey, tell everybody at MOC, give them my best. Sorry I couldn't make it out. You know, I was at the airport last night. I didn't get home till after midnight. I'm flying by the seat of my pants in here. I'm not quite awake. I had to pick up mama and the kids at the airport.
I understand. No problem at all. And Brian Clark wanted me to tell you hello. And Brian's up right now, and he's heading over to where they're cooking all the food, and he's getting a big lunch prepared for us.
Yeah, he does a good job with that. All right, my brother.
He really does.
All right, take care. Give everybody a squeeze for Uncle Ray.
Will do.
See you, buddy. All right, how about that, Vogler?
That was great.
All right, so we need to take a break, don't we, Matty G? You said we were getting close to this clock thing. All right, boys and girls. We're going to come back with the Kiki Run and how to do the Kiki and some more of our fall turkey hunting seminar series here on Ray Eye Radio from the bunker. We'll see you on the other side.